Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside. Final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Where things are getting spicy and interesting ahead of the NFC Championship game, Mike Harmon. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, what a week this has already begun to be.
And, it's a beautiful thing when we start talking about, you know, giving your fan bases nicknames and fighting words and people here starting to get a little bit nervous.
Now, let me have a little precursor to this conversation by saying that this is not a conversation that many of the Rams' wives and girlfriends like Kelly Stafford are going to want to hear, because 49ers fans are buying up the tickets for the NFC Championship game at SoFi on Sunday. And it looks like there's going to be more 49ers fans in the stands than Rams fans. I'm sorry, but that's what's happening.
All the reports today coming out that it looks like the majority of the tickets that are being bought by San Francisco fans, because the rules were lifted, and we've seen this in sports a lot the last few years, maybe the last 15 years we've seen that, hey, you can only buy tickets for this game if you have a local zip code and a local address, you know, to stop fans from other cities from buying tickets. Well, that stipulation was removed from NFC title game tickets the other day. And now all the info coming in is that there's going to be more 49ers fans. You know, Kelly Stafford and Andrew Whitworth's wife been very vocal about, don't sell your tickets to 49ers fans. Sell them only to Rams fans. Like, people are going to go, oh, yeah, you're right. I got a Niners fan at my house right now that wants to give me $800 cash. But you're right, I'm going to wait and try to get a better offer online from a Rams fan. Look, if these guys are going to buy the tickets, they're going to buy the tickets. Doesn't mean people are going to be happy about it, but this is how it's going to go on Sunday, Mike Harmon. It will be a sea of red at SoFi for the NFC title game.
Well, as you go through it, right, obviously, you know, a lot of stories about ticket prices and people getting all upset. And it's like, all right, it's a conference title game at home and you've got your rival coming in. So prices are going to get inflated a bit. And remember, the base price isn't set by the team. That's going to be set by the league. And then once the secondary market kicks in, well, supply, demand. And, you know, when we're talking about Los Angeles, you got millions upon millions of people. Guess what? They like football, right? And they've liked these teams. And they've liked the 49ers going on a couple of decades, going back to the days of Joe Montana and Jerry Rice running around. And then Steve Young. Why? Because they were winners. Because in L.A., what do we know, Smith?
Oh, like town winners. Loves a winner.
And they like the Raiders.
Yes, yeah.
Because I actually went to...
look at you. Shots
well, it's
fired.
True, though. They still did. Look, I'm calling it what it is.
This
I went to City Walk to see a movie.
And they like the Raiders.
Well, Raiders haven't been a winner. Well, the Raiders were winners once upon a time.
No,
and they
that's
still
fine.
Have some of the greatest merch that you can find in the open marketplace.
Don't try. No, they're going to come after
hey,
you now.
No. It's about dollars and cents.
No, just stand up and say, you said the town likes winners and they like the Raiders. Just own it. Don't worry about
I'm going to own it at Swollen Dome. Bring it to me. But the point is, I'd taken my daughter to the movies. We'd gone and seen Scream at Universal, you know, City Walk, right? A bunch of the restaurants are closed, pandemic. They can't get enough help. There's just a lot of weirdness. But you know what's still open and still flourishing? The Raider Image. There it is with the giant entryway that looks like a helmet. It still works. But the point is that you've got a lot of NFL fans. They might not be Rams fans, but they're converting, right? They're picking up the Rams. They're picking up the or rediscovering the Rams, or they're picking up the Chargers. Maybe they're still Raider fans, but they still have their hometown team, because there's bars for every team in the NFL here, except maybe Jacksonville. I can't say. If you know where there is a Jacksonville Jaguars bar, let me know at Swollen Dome, because I'll go there next year at least once. But the point being that you've got a rabid base, and they're like, wait, it's in our backyard. and it's at this new facility. Maybe you haven't checked it out. There's a premium for all of that, and that's where we're at now. And I know there was from Stafford and Whitworth, from their wives, a little bit of a push maybe to buy the tickets themselves, sell them to me. Well, that's good. Are you going to pay me what going rate is? Or are you trying to get me to give them to you at face or whatever? Like, folks want to, you know, if they're going to sell them over, they want to make sure they're getting something out of it. And just saying they preserve your home field advantage isn't going to be enough for some folks. I mean,
no,
that's just ain't going to be it.
Oh, you got to make sure. I got to make money, but you got to have a home
But if they could pay off a third or a half or even a quarter of next year's season ticket package, they might be able to be had, particularly if they're not a huge fan. It's, you know, they thought it was a good idea. They thought it was cool. They got in, you know, to preserve for when their team comes to town, right? Knowing it'll be a hard ticket. I don't know. Maybe they're a Raider fan. And they know that ticket is going to cost as much as the NFC title game is here, right? Or whatever the case may be, that, you know, you've got all of these circumstances that mean it's a tough ticket. So, yeah, expecting the sea of red to come back once again.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, here's the flip side of it, is that obviously they're tracking the purchases via zip code and who's buying them from Northern California versus who's buying them versus here. So you know you have this coming in. And just the fact that you have the NFC Championship game that is going to be dominated by the visiting team is a pretty shocking thing. And there's a big reason for this, right? And there's a big reason for this that I'm gonna drop on you now. We're used to seeing this with the Chargers, right? First few years in LA, the Chargers, they had come up from San Diego. They were still San Diego's team. What kind of fan base do they have? And whenever they were playing the Steelers or the Chiefs or the Broncos, you got more fans that were at the game, right? Okay, you know, that they're still figuring it out. But now it's shocking. Why is it here for Los Angeles, the Rams? The Rams are big ticket. Los Angeles is not a football town yet. It just isn't. And that's the number one reason why. Why is this going on? Why do you see teams? Because it's not a football town. The Rams have only been here for 5 minutes. The Chargers have been here for 3.5 minutes. You need a good 10 years of a team being here where 8, 9, and 10-year-old kids can grow up with the Rams and the Chargers and pick their teams and fall in love with football, and you hook the next generation of fans. The teams have been gone for a long time, and now suddenly to bring them back and say, okay, now you're going to love football again. Yeah, you're going to get your decent amount of fans that love it, but to have that rabid fan base of I'm going to live and die for the Rams brand new again, you need time for that, and that's what happens when you get fans younger, right? I'll go back to this. When did soccer really start to explode in our country? After Landon Donovan's goal against Algeria in the 2011 World Cup, right? That was the birth of this generation of men's soccer. Why is our team the best it's been now? Because we've had 10 years, and now 11 years, of those kids who are 8, 9, 10 years old. Like, wow, man, I love... No, now I'm in. And by the sheer number of people playing soccer, there's more players to choose from, the better the players are. And now you're getting all the great young players who are in their early 20s that are dominant. Pulisic and Pepe and everybody else around. So you're seeing this now, Weston McKennie and all. So that's the big... after effect of soccer. You just had to wait 10 years. It's the same thing for the NFL. You just got to wait until all these kids that have grown up with football that's exciting and they're seeing it live for the first time. And all right, and in 10 years from now,
This town, it's going to be just like the Giants and the Jets. You're going to have the city is going to be divided. Half is going to be Rams fans, half will be Charger fans, because the one thing the Chargers have that the Rams don't have is a superstar player. And Justin Herbert is a bleeping superstar. And I see way more Justin Herbert jerseys around LA than I did any time up until now. I see more Justin Herbert jerseys sometimes than I see Rams jerseys, because LA is a star town. You got to be a star. Like, it's Tinseltown, it's Hollywood, it's here. You got to be a star. You got to have star players. The Rams have a lot of really good players. They have a former star in Odell Beckham, but nobody that pushes the needle. Nobody. They don't have Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. They just don't have that. They have some really, really good players. They have great players, but they don't have the stars. And Herbert's the star, right? You can see Herbert and Burrow, the two quarterbacks that have made more from their name this year than anybody else as far as what it means for the future and their future in the NFL. So that's going to happen. It just has to be. You just have to give it time. And it's not going to happen overnight. And I know that there's the reaction of, well, it's been 4 years. It's got to be longer than that, right? The kids that were 8 and 9 when they came are just 12 and 13 now. You need some time. LA will be a football town. It will be a football town again. We have the Super Bowl this year. You and I are going to be on Radio Row doing the broadcast from it in a couple weeks. You just need time for everything to catch up. Then it's going to be a football town. Because right now, it's a Dodger town and a Laker town and whatever's hot in that order. Dodgers are number one, Lakers are number two, and then whatever is hot. If UCLA is having a great year in college hoops, UCLA is the story. If USC is having a big year in college football, USC is the story. If the Kings are closing on the Stanley Cup, the Kings are the story. That's kind of what it is right now. And the Rams are somewhat hot because here they are in the NFC Championship game. But still, as you can tell, there's still some work to be done. But it's going to happen. It's just going to take a little bit longer, and it's not the knee jerk of, oh, football's never going to work. We didn't get everybody right away. Okay, you can't just jam something down somebody's throat and say, here, you're going to love it right now. Sometimes you need a little bit of time. You got to chew on that, whatever you're eating a little bit, and decide if you like it. So it will happen. It's just going to be another few more years.
Right. You got to pace in the interim, recognize that you've got the amalgam of all of these fans from every fan base, and they'll buy tickets too. They may not buy as much in the fan shop as you'd like, but they drink just the same, and they'll take up the luxury boxes as well because, well, you know, it's still the NFL. It's the greatest drama that we have and greatest live theater, as the ratings continue to show us. So in the interim, you're building that next generation, right? And big runs like going into this weekend, yeah, this is huge, right? The Super Bowl appearance with Jared Goff. Yes, the offense didn't show up that day. But you know what? It plants seeds. And you see folks around the yard. I can't wait to see how many Odell Beckham Jr. jerseys start to show up, because it's coming. It's coming fast. That and the Cooper Cups. Get them printing. I don't know how many Matthew Stafford Rams jerseys, but maybe.
Oh, well, why do you got to say that? Why do you got to look? Kelly Stafford, I'm sure, can sell a lot of Rams.
Well, she may hate me right now. She may go on the podcast and come after me next.
Oh, the Raiders
she's
hate
already,
you.
Hey, she's already she gone after you. Fred and Petros.
Yeah.
So why, you know?
Yeah, no, watch out.
So maybe I'm next. But, yeah, but like, look, where you go? You're going longevity. You're getting the powder blue of Herbert. You just are.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. And one of the most impressive game-winning streaks is now officially over. Amy Schneider has been defeated on Jeopardy after 40 consecutive wins. And because it's going to get out, and I may as well say it because people are going to find out, I was the one that won, Mike Harmon. I won. We taped this episode a couple of days ago. My final category was losing teams that end in ets, and I just ran it. I walked away with like 125 grand my first time, and it wasn't even close. I mean, I allowed her to stay close during the whole first and second round because, you know, it's good theater and good television, but I knew I was going to run away with it. They were all great categories for me. I didn't get like 14th century monks. You know, I got all kinds of good ones. I got good categories. I got foods that start with a Q. Great, awesome. I got best places to buy cheeseburgers, and I was able to run that board. It's all about the categories, man. You say it's about the buzzer. It's about the categories. You know the categories. Yeah, you know the answers. You can win.
That's great. Good for you. Yeah. I'm really happy. They put you up at the Nakatomi Plaza over there? hotel.
Oh no, I was a local hire. I was local candidate. I said, listen, I want to sleep in my own bed. I want the home field advantage, and then I showed up, and I just wiped up the floor with Final Jeopardy.
Did
man, I'm telling you,
make them give you the per diem so that you could go eat cheeseburgers.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I got the $40 for lunch. So that was
good. As long as you got that with you. No, look, it's mind games, man. And not just, hey, you've got to memorize a whole lot of stuff. I mean, you're trying to psych out your opponents. I mean, it all comes together.
Look, listen, people say that you have to master the buzzer, and I get it, but, you know, you got to know the answers, and you got to make sure you have a good board for you. Because if I'm getting questions like, hey, 14th century monks, I'm just buzzing and going, Malik Monk, Thelonious Monk. I mean, Art Monk. I mean, that's what I'm buzzing
Art at. Monk, he was ageless. There's no question about it. I don't know that it quite spanned that far back, but why not?
Sorry, Ken. Art Monk played a long time. I want to challenge that answer. What if people actually did it? I'm sorry. I want to challenge that answer because I know I'm correct. Can you go look that up, please? We'll take a couple of minutes.
We need to stop down. This guy's calling BS on our stuff again.
Stop down.
Stop calling shenanigans on our clues.
But, you know, part of me would want to do that, would want to master the buzzer just so I could be the first person to buzz in every time and just say the most ridiculous thing possible. And I would lose, but nobody would have any money. I would have like negative $25,000 because I would just say crazy things like the monk answers that I gave. But I would be a legend. They go, look at the answers this guy's given. Oh, my God. I'd have my own podcast. I'd be rich. I'd be a Jeopardy legend. Oh, they'd bring me back for all the big competitions. They would let me host the show. They would say Aaron Rodgers sucks compared to you. I'd say I know by knowledge that I have and my pop culture and everything else. I would completely kick ass in that role, and they would hire me. They would do it.
I want to see you fight Aaron Rodgers now. That'd be good.
Oh, listen, it wouldn't even be close. He would be caught. See, the thing is, he'd be caught in trying to saying something really deep and existential, and I would just come right out with it. Boom, here's my answer, and I would do it. Or I would have a boom one liner, then I'm moving on to something else. So I do it.
Okay. So as long as you have a plan.
Yeah. Yeah. It's either that or become the new Supreme Court Justice in the United States replacing Stephen Breyer, because I'm also on the short list for that as well. You know, they call me for that.
You're just trying to take over the world now, aren't you?
Well, when they call me, I got to listen, right? It's like they say for trades in sports, right? Hey, if they call, you got to listen. They said, look, you argue pretty well. You know, what do you think? And I said, well, I don't really have a law background. And they said, well, you know, in the world nowadays, it's more important to be able to argue. And I was like, great, I can do that. And listen, if I ever get caught, I'm just going to cite precedent. Because, like, if all the law has already been written, why do you even need us for? The law's been written. I just cite precedent. Okay. Yeah, great. President, now I say, let's go to lunch. And then suddenly everybody loves me because now, oh my God, we had this big case. He cited precedent. We're going to lunch at 10:30. All right. This is fantastic. I would be the most popular of all the Supreme Court justices.
I don't think this works the way you think it works.
No, of course.
I think about it. You get to help. I guess you get in the, you get to write the giant explanations for the cases that the Supreme Court heard.
Ooh, I don't know if I'd want to do that. Somebody else can write
this. Reads like a novel. What are we doing?
Yeah.
He's like Dickens. He just keeps going.
Like it's in high school, it's, oh, this has to be, 1,000 words. How many words you at? 882. What are you at now? 944. What are you at? 978.
Yeah, I always had to trim. Go figure, I'm a talk show host. I always had to trim thousands of words at the back end of essays. It's like, dude, this is like 12 pages long. He said five. Like, I had a lot to say. See, I really chopped that book up.
As much as I like to say, I'd like to be the guy that's, you know, I actually had a typewriter that would type two in it, that would type 1.5 spaces or 2.5 spaces. So if they say this paper needs to be 5 pages double spaced, I'm like, I could triple space the hell out of this thing, and I'm gonna fool my professor. I mean, like, he wouldn't know something's triple space. I could just make my point, and I could write half the paper. I don't need to worry about that. Oh, I'm so smart at 19. Oh, the ideas you get at 11:30 at night when you're 19 years old and you're watching television. Television in your dorm room. Oh yeah, I'm
he wrote
so
it
smart.
In 48 point font.
So in closing, I think that Tess of the D'Urbervilles was very, 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 very good. This now puts me at 10,000 words even. Thank you, Jason Smith. Oh, now 10,005. Oh, 10,007. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Our Best of Podcast goes up in a few minutes on iTunes. Wherever you listen to podcasts, get it. Listen, we'll love you forever and ever and ever. My buddy Ben Maller is coming up next.